Well, good morning. Everybody doing all right this morning? I don't wake up in the morning. I am resurrected from the dead. So you're looking at a walking dead man this morning. I am glad you're here, and thank you for coming. To start the day, I'm going to do just a little bit of a quick commercial here if I can. I have a couple of new books on my table. The first is called A Wounded Spirit. Everywhere I go, I find people whose emotions and their spirits are wounded and beat up. And once your spirit's wounded, it's a pretty difficult thing to get on topside. This tells you what causes it, how to get out of it. And I really don't try to sell anything for the purpose of making money. When this thing costs $5, when you pick up an album off the table, we pretty well use the money for a variety of things. Mrs. Owens and I are not getting rich. This will change your life. That's its purpose. And these are only $5. I have a new book called What the Bible Says About the Bible. Very practical, down to earth. And again, any item on the table, no matter what the price tag, you may pick it up for $10 and $10 each, unless the price tag's a little cheaper, like the $5 items or some $3 items. Now, the real thing I wanted to get to during this session is there. I have one of each of these left. There are four albums back there called Teaching Sunday School Teachers to Teach Sunday School. Every Wednesday night at my church, just prior to the evening service, we have a Sunday School Teachers meeting. In that meeting, all my teachers, all my assistant teachers, they meet with me, and I teach them how to conduct Sunday school. I tell them what works, what doesn't work, how to set up their chairs. I teach them how to visit. I teach them how to plan an attendance campaign. I teach them how to discipline in class. I teach them about the right kinds of paperwork. I teach them about how to use music properly in their class. I teach them how to illustrate properly with their Sunday school lessons. I show them how to teach the lesson over and over and over again. And every one of these albums, I think each album includes at least 20 lessons, some more than that. Normally they sell for $22 each. Again, this week, they're only $10 each. And so right there in those four albums are 100 lessons on what will make your Sunday school work, what works, what doesn't work, how to do it, how not to do it, and they're available back there. Then, the one last thing I'll mention is I have an album that's called How to Build an Adult Sunday School Class. I'm going to teach a little bit on this today. At my church right now, we have 24 adult Sunday school classes. And again, this teaches you about what to do and how to do it. When Dr. Hiles was alive and I was teaching at Hiles Anderson College, he called me in one day and he said, "Jeff, I want you to teach all of our graduates a course called How to Build the Adult Sunday Schools." And it came to the point where it was a required course. You could not graduate from Bible college if you were a man going into the pastorate without having the class, because he felt like it was so important. Some of that material is in this album. And again, in regard to these on Sunday school, I've only got one set of them left. Everything else on the table's gone, and the books, there are plenty. If you come back, we'd be glad to try to help you. We take cash, we take checks, we take credit cards, and we take food stamps. So you come back and see me, and I'll help you in a little while at the table. I do want to thank you for coming today. I always enjoy coming here. I enjoy your church. I enjoy the music and the spirit of the people. I always enjoy traveling and preaching with Brother Domily. He often says this, but I'll say it today. He's a member of my church, but he's about the most unfaithful member I have. And that's because he's always traveling and out preaching, of course. And then he is over his alcoholism, for which we're all grateful. Well, I want you to get your Bible out today. I am going to teach something. I will say probably a little more so. Brother Domley's lesson that will follow will help some of you that are a little younger, maybe a little more than mine. But I want everybody to listen to what I say today. If you love your church, you're going to want to hear what I say. Those of you that are in your teenage years, it won't be long until you'll be in the adult sector of the church. Truthfully, though you may be a teenager, you're more an adult anyway than a child now. And so you listen real carefully to what I say. Mark chapter 16, verse number 15. We're going to look at one verse. Mark 16, verse number 15. This is not going to be a Bible study of any sort. This is going to be a very practical lesson about the adult Sunday schools. Mark 16, verse 15, it says this, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Look back at me, if you will. This is what God has told us to do. Notice that God did not single out children or teenagers or men or women. He didn't single out senior citizens. He said every creature. And we all need to be careful that in our ministries we try to achieve what I think is an excellent goal, and that is balance. Balance in our ministries. It has something to do with the strength of the church. Now, I want us to look, though, at a couple of other verses that will help launch us into this lesson. Look at Mark chapter 6, verse number 44. Mark chapter 6, verse 44. Mark chapter 6, verse number 44. Here it says, "They that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men." Look back at me, if you will. Story is, they fed some people as a part of what was happening in the ministry here. And it says here that they fed 5,000 men. Now that word men there in the Greek means men. It was men. Okay, don't let those big words confuse you. Somebody counted the men. Account of the men that were in this meeting. Isn't that interesting? Take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 15, verse number 38. Matthew 15, 38. Matthew 15, 38. We'll see another occurrence here. 5,000 men there in Mark 6, 44. Now we go to another passage of scripture is Matthew chapter 15, 38, and says, "And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children." Now, they didn't count the women and they didn't count the children, but they counted the men. And I don't know if you read that the way I did. I think they're making specific reference to there were 4,000 men there. So when they were all down having coffee a couple days after this occurrence, they said, "Well, how'd the meeting go?" They said, "Well, there were women there were children there, and there were 4,000 men there." And that's interesting. Easily bypassed and easily missed in the scripture, but if you take a good look at the times when Jesus was having people around him count his attendances, he counted men. Notice that God counts the adults. God counted the men. Now, in this lesson, I'm not minimizing the reaching and the ministry to children, but I'm just giving proper attention to reaching the adults, because he said to us, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And I'm sure you ladies would agree, men are creatures. Somehow men get left out. And we talk about going into all the world and reaching every creature, and we'd almost, if we're not careful, we'd leave out the adults. I have studied the ministries of the famous independent fundamental Baptist. I've noticed that those that built what we would call big, strong churches, they understood Sunday school, and not only that, they understood the importance of adult Sunday school classes. If you studied the story of Dr. Jack Hiles, he had many strong adult Sunday school classes that helped him to get the job done. You look at the ministry of a Dr. J. Frank Norris, and you will find that he had many adult Sunday school classes. If you studied Lee Robertson, you would find that Lee Robertson had many adult Sunday school classes. If you looked at the history of a man by the name of Beecham Vick, which was a tremendous organizer, a very capable church builder, you'll find that these men understood that the Sunday school was almost the vehicle that built the church. It was the tool that was used to build the church, but tucked inside that tool of the Sunday school, you'll see that these men had a grasp on this thing called the adult Sunday school classes. When I worked for Dr. Hiles, he and I spent a lot of time on this issue of Sunday school, and even more time in this idea of the importance of adult Sunday school classes. What I'm about to teach you, most of it came from him, And he had taught me some things that I want to share with you. When I went to work for Brother Hiles, he called me into his office and he said, "Now, Jeff, one of the duties that I want to give you," I was a young man, I was fresh out of Bible college. He said, "One of the duties I want to give you," he said, "I'd like to know if you'd like to have an adult Sunday school class." I thought, "Oh, yeah, that's a berries. I'll take it. That sounds good." He took me down to this classroom. It was about 15-foot square, and there was a chair. There were a handful of chairs in there and a little podium. He said, "This is where your class meets." I said, "Oh, good. I like this. I'm gonna get an adult Sunday school class. I just graduated from Bible college, and I was going to get a group of adults that I could teach and I could help and I could grow." He said, "This is where you'll meet." And he said, you can start." And he gave me a date that I was going to start teaching the class. I thought, "Oh, good. That's good." We were walking back to his office. He said, "Now, Jeff, the only catch is, you don't have any adults for in that class, so you will have to go get them." I thought, "Oh, I knew there was a hook in here somewhere. I knew there something was going to happen there." And so I went home, and Mrs. Owens and I began to pray. We started a class. It was for young married couples. He told me, he said, "The people that come to your class, they must be married. Number two, they must be between the ages of 18 and 25. He said, "And I want you to start a class for young married couples." Oh, we prayed and we worked and we worked and we prayed and we prayed and we worked. And then we had our opening Sunday and had a whopping big number of 14. Oh, I was excited, except for when you're in the world's largest Sunday school, 14 in your class is not real impressive to anybody. And two of them were Mrs. Owens and I, so we actually had 12. But you know how us Baptists are, always inflating the numbers. And I have inflated since, as you can tell. 14 in attendance our very first Sunday, and my very last Sunday I had 518 in my married couples class. Here at my church, when people ask me about our church, when I went to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church in Martinsburg, West Virginia, I went there 9 years ago. They were running just a little over 100 in Sunday school at that time. Last Sunday morning we had 998 in Sunday school. And people will ask, they'll say, "Well, Brother Owens, how did you get from 100, 110 in Sunday school 9 years ago to 1,000 in Sunday school 9 years later?" Well, one of the things I'm about to teach you is how it's done. It's not because I'm anything special. You've seen me well enough now that you understand that. There's method to it. There's a way to do it. You're sincere and you walk with God and you do what you're supposed to do, God can do what he's supposed to do, and it's doable. I'm just going to tell you some of the things that I learned and in history. See, I went back and I started studying the great church builders, and I said, I want to know what they did. I don't want to just know about their exciting stories. I want to know what they did day to day to succeed in the ministry. At my church right now, we have 24 adult Sunday school classes. Most of the men that serve on my staff build adult Sunday school classes. Notice this. Notice the word "build." Now, that's a philosophy thing with me. Sometimes people are recruited to become Sunday school teachers, and they think their only job is to walk in on Sunday morning, teach their class, and walk out and have nothing to do with it the rest of the time. I don't do that. When I recruit people into my Sunday school system, they're recruited to build a Sunday school class, and part of their responsibility is to teach a lesson. You see the difference? Building means they're reaching people for their class. My people are not instructed to just show up, teach, and walk out. My people are instructed that teaching the lesson is only one of the responsibilities of a Sunday school teacher, but they are to be a builder. I have 15 lay people in my church, not paid staff, that are building adult Sunday school classes. We have a total of 78 Sunday school classes at my church. 78 classes, that means this. If I have 24 adult Sunday school classes, and I have 78 total classes, about 33% of my Sunday school classes are adult classes. Now, I realize that my percentages might be a little higher than some, but I'm going to give you the reason why in a minute, and everybody here is going to be able to understand it. It's not hard to understand. Now, It is from these 24 adult Sunday school classes. That's where I get all my other Sunday school teachers. That is where I get my bus captains. Now, philosophically, once again, this is just something I do. For the longest time, every bus route that I started an adult Sunday school class at the same time. Equal. You say, why? Well, you've got to have workers for those bus routes, and whether you realize or not, it takes money to put gas in the buses. And so I thought if I started an adult class and they learned to love the Lord and tithe and those sort of things, they could help me support that route, and then I could groom workers, because if you're going to bring children in, somebody has to attend to them and love them and keep them safe and train them. Now, I did that for the longest time, but then I kind of phased that out. I phased it out at the number 12. When I had 12 bus routes, I continued to add adult Sunday school classes thereafter. I think I have 14 bus routes now, but I have 24 adult Sunday school classes. Now, all of the adult teachers that I have are often then produced out of my adult Sunday school classes. They, adult teachers, are helping to reproduce themselves in the adults that they're teaching. Give you a little goal. Some of you that sit in some, if you're an adult and you sit in someone's Sunday school class, it might be your goal that you become a Sunday school teacher someday. It'd be an excellent idea. You might even grow to the point where you could actually train and teach and reach other adults. Somebody's got to do it, right? Somebody needs to do it. Pastor can't do it all. Any church that its entire growth is dependent on the pastor is not going to grow very much, because us pastors are human too. We have a potential that God wants us to fulfill, but the pastor's potential is not the same as the church's potential. God wants far more for a church than what one man can do, so one man gets other people and they help him to get it done. See, with many adult Sunday school classes, it helps me with the follow-up program of the church. This last Sunday morning, we were in the 990-some in Sunday school. We had about 20 adult visitors. Do you know that it would be very difficult for one person to go visit 20 adult visitors between Sunday to Sunday? But you know what happened? Those 20 adult visitors were spread out among 24 different Sunday school classes, which means many adult teachers would help follow up on those visitors. Do you see how efficient that is? You see how much more effective that would be? It helps with follow-up. It helps with activities. Now, let me explain. When you have a church the size of mine, and you call down at the local restaurant, and you say, I'd like to bring my people down to your restaurant. And they say, well, Pastor Owens, how many are you bringing? I say, oh, about 900. They say, well, you could bring us 100 on Monday and 100 on Tuesday and 100 on Wednesday and 100 on Thursday and 100 on Friday and 100 on Saturday and 100 on Sunday, and let's go to the next Monday and you give me another 100 there, and then give me another 100 the day after that, and we can get you all in 100 at a time. But if you think there's a restaurant in the area that can handle 900 people all at one time, that's not possible. But look what can happen if I have 24 adult Sunday school classes and all of them hosted an activity for their class. I can divide that 900 into 24 sections. That's doable. Visiting absentees. When you have a church my size, I probably have 30 to 50 people gone a week that are out because they're sick or getting a little backslidden or whatever the case. Now, if I were to try to keep up with all those, it would be impossible. But if I have 24 adult Sunday school teachers that are helping me to watch out for absenteeism, I've got a whole lot of people helping. You know, the adult Sunday school classes, I use them as work forces, work teams in my church. We will throw a conference. We'll have our upcoming this March, at the beginning of March, we'll have our national Old Paths Conference. When you come, much of the work behind it has been delegated to an adult Sunday school teacher and their team of workers, which is the adult Sunday school class. I go to a class and I say, would you take care of, you're going to set up all the picnic tables. And I go to another class and I say, you're going to decorate this particular room. And then I go to another class and I say, you're going to be in charge of all the chairs in the auditorium. And I have all these workforces. They're led by a teacher. They are units of adults in the church that are natural work teams for me. Now, see, aggressive adult Sunday school classes do something else, and in a minute, I'm going to say a bunch more. So this is just introductory. I'm trying to sell you on this idea of the importance of the adult Sunday schools. You take, for instance, an aggressive adult Sunday school class system closes the attendance gap between Sunday school and the Sunday morning church service. When I first arrived at my church and they were running 100 in Sunday school, if they were running 150 in church, let me tell you, that meant 50 people were coming to church but not to Sunday school. Happens in a lot of churches. Happens an awful lot in churches where people will come in for church but not for Sunday school. Well, what I did is I told my adult Sunday school teachers, I said, do you realize that we have 100 people in Sunday school, but there were 150 people in church, which means there were 50 people that did not come to Sunday school? I said to the teachers, I said, they all show up about 10, 15 minutes before church. They wait out there in the foyer waiting to come in. I said to the adult teachers, sick 'em. Go get them and get them into your class. So I have adult Sunday school teachers walking the hallway 5 or 10 minutes before church looking. And if you are a victim that came to church but not Sunday school, they're coming after you. You'll have to hide in your car. Now, the difference, let me explain. I was, I think, 988 in Sunday school this Sunday. I had 1,000 in church. There was only a gap of 12 between Sunday school and church. Why? I've got 24 adult Sunday school teachers, like bloodhounds, looking for people that are coming to church but not Sunday school. They close the gap. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make some very practical and some points that are so simple any one of you could have taught this, but I'm going to make some other applications and things about the adult section or the adult part of our Sunday schools. Number one, I want you to know that Jesus surrounded himself with adults and especially men. I'm not suggesting that we ignore the children. I'm not suggesting we ignore the poor. I'm not suggesting that we ignore the women. Not at all. I'm just suggesting that we not ignore the adults. Do you know that churches can almost take on the philosophy we're supposed to go reach the teenagers and the children, and they almost ignore reaching the adults? It's like, well, if they come in, okay. But we will make a special emphasis on reaching everybody else. Can I tell y'all something? You're not going to reach the world by reaching children and teenagers. You say, well, why so? You become an adult at 18. You're an adult from 18 until 90. You're a child and a teenager for 18 years. Take a good long look at how many adults there are on this earth. If you think we're going to reach the world as we were commanded to, by reaching only those between the age span of 1 to 18, you're missing the other 75% of the human race. You see the numbers? Is it clicking in your brain? Or is your brain turned on? I'd reach up and flip the switch real quick. But you see, we won't reach the world by ignoring the adults. Reaching adults is, it's a great challenge. Jesus surrounded himself with adult men. Why? Well, help him get the job done. So I'm saying to you, don't ignore that sector of society. Some of you that are church members, you say, Brother Owens, if I really wanted to be an encouragement to my preacher, what's something that I could do? I'll give you a challenge. Go reach an adult and bring him to the church. If any of you young men have been called to preach and you're going to be in the ministry someday, I'll tell you something. You listen to me real carefully. You learn to reach adults, get them into church so that they become tithing members. And if you want to be an assistant pastor someday, I could find you a job anywhere in America. You let a young man sit across the desk from me and say, Brother Owens, I want to be in the ministry, and I know how to win people to Christ. I know how to get them down the aisle, and I know how to help them to become active members of the New Testament church. You're going to get a job. I've trained young men by the thousands. I know what it takes. And so, number one, Jesus surrounded himself with adults, and especially did he with men. Number two, get this. If you reach the adults, you naturally then get their children. If you reach the adults, you naturally then get their children. Did you know that if you reach their children, you do not naturally get the adults? 2 out of 3 adults that we get into our adult Sunday school classes bring their children with them. Now, we have some that don't have children. Maybe they're older and their kids are grown. 2 out of 3 adults that are reached into our adult Sunday school classes bring children with them. I cannot tell you the opposite ratio of how many children do not bring their adults with them. So if you just reach the children, they don't bring mom and dad. But if you reach mom and dad, they're going to bring the children. You see, yeah, it just makes sense. I guess if I reach the adults, I get the whole batch. You know, you get the Brady Bunch. Some of you don't know the Brady Bunch. You don't even know your Bible. You need to, okay. If you reach the adults, you naturally get their children. Number 3, you need adults to help you reach the masses. You need adults to help you reach the masses. Just so you all know, when the Lord told us, there in Mark chapter 16, verse number 15, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are all supposed to be doing everything we can to reaching everybody. So, well, we're reaching a few at our church. Well, you reach everybody you can, not just a few. If a few's all you can reach, okay, but wait a minute. We're to evangelize the whole world. You better be evangelizing your part, and I'm to evangelize my part, and now, that means there's a mass of people out there that need to be reached. Now, if you need the adults to help you reach the masses. See, adults become soul winners. Adults become bus captains. Adults become Sunday school teachers. Now, we're going to try to grow some fourth graders and fifth graders, and they're going to become adults eventually. But if we're going to wait to grow our own forever, I don't see that's what Jesus did. Jesus did not come along, reach a whole bunch of children, and say, you know what we'll do? We'll just grow our own. No, he didn't do it that way. He went out and found him some adults and said, come on, got a job to do. We will grow our own. He said, don't hinder the children from coming unto me, but you men, you come on. You come with me. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Adults can attend to large groups of children when we bring them in. Do you know that I have 4 children's churches in my church? So when I am having the adults and the teenagers in my primary service, we have 4 children's churches. Some call it super church or junior church or primary church. I have 4 of them. But just so you know, to have 4 children's churches, I needed enough adults to attend to the inmates. I mean, to the children. If not, it's a mess. It's not a miracle. You've got to have the adults that are mature enough to handle the kids and know what to teach the kids. But once you get those adults, you can reach out and reach more of the masses. You see, if somebody criticizes what I'm saying, they say, well, you're ignoring the children. No, I reach more children. Matter of fact, I'll compare the number of children that I'm reaching to yours any day. So how do you do it? Not by reaching the children, by reaching the adults. We get blinded to what... See, too often people of poor character take the path of least resistance. Path of least resistance is I can keep the attendance up in my church if I go out and reach a bunch of children and teenagers, but I can reach more people if I get enough adults to go help me reach the children and attend to them. Well, let's go on. Sunday school is not just for children and teenagers. Sunday school is not just for children and teenagers, and this is point number 5 in my outline. This is an attitude that some churches and some communities develop. They get this attitude that, well, everybody's going to go to Sunday school, and we're going to have puppet shows and color pictures and have cookies. And if you're not careful, you'll develop the attitude that Sunday school is a place for children to play. Now, at our Sunday schools, we'll have puppet shows, eat cookies, and have fun in the children's classes. But that doesn't mean Sunday school is just for children. You understand that if I can get an adult into Sunday school, I naturally have them for church. And they get the Bible twice on Sunday morning. And then, of course, I have all this help in reaching them. We mentioned it earlier. That attitude, though, that Sunday school's for the children and Sunday school's for the teenagers. That's a wrong attitude. We as a church must make the adult classes important. Hey, and they ought to be exciting and they ought to be urgent. It ought to be a big deal. See, some say, oh my, so-and-so's not in church today. That's not what I ever say. I always say, oh my, so-and-so's not in Sunday school today. See, I made it to the church service. What makes you think that you shouldn't have been in Sunday school? See, the learning the Bible's for all ages. That's what we do in Sunday school. If you say, well, it's just a fun time for the kids, you missed it. In Monday school, they use a math book. In Sunday school, they use God's book. It's not all about recess. It's all about what we learn from the Word of God, and we're going to have some fun in Sunday school, but adults need to learn the Bible too. Okay, let me repeat what I said so far. Jesus surrounded himself with adults. Number two, if you reach the adults, you naturally get the children. Number three, you need adults to help you reach the masses. Number four, Sunday school is not just for teenagers and adults. Number five, we have many adult Sunday school classes at our church, and all I'm going to do now with number five is I'm going to give you some quick ideas about some of the adult Sunday school classes I have. I know that in my album called How to Build an Adult Sunday School Class, there's one whole lesson called A Variety of Adult Sunday School Classes. I list class after class after class after class, the type of class, the group of people that it emphasizes. I have, for instance, and all I'm going to do is I'll list my classes, and I want you to just hear. You say, see, most people, when I say I have 24 adult Sunday school classes, they say, how? Why? I'm about to tell you how and why, okay? I have a class called the Sunshiners class. It is an adult Sunday school class for special needs adult ladies. They're autistic some. Some are very, very slow in learning. You're thinking, that's a class for blondes. No, no. I have an adult Sunday school class. It is only adult ladies who are special needs. Then I have a class called the Pathfinders class. It is a class for special needs adult men. Let me tell you all something. Now, I have a class for teenagers and children, so I've got four special needs classes, but two of them are adult. I cannot tell you what it means to the people in my community that our church brings in the special needs people, and we have specific classes for every age level to help them. It's amazing. Now, I have some what I'd call general adult Sunday school classes that anybody may attend, that anyone that's 18 years of age and out of high school. We have a class called the Martinsburg Bible class. It's taught by a layman in my church. I have a class called the Best Years of Our Lives class. Now let me explain. I have four adult Sunday school classes for senior citizens. I have one that is called the Best Years of Our Lives class. I have one that is called the Golden Years class. I have one class that is called, the Crown of Glory class. The Crown of Glory class is a class for widows. The widows told me, they said, you know, preacher, when we sit in the senior citizen class with those married couples, we feel a little uncomfortable. I said, well, we'll start a class for you. There's about a dozen ladies that come to the Crown of Glory class. They're ladies that are widows, and they love it. And they're building a Sunday school class. Matter of fact, a dozen senior citizen women, that's bigger than most people's adult Sunday school classes all across the country. Just some fine ladies that know how to pray, that are outreaching people. I have a variety of young married couples classes. I have one that's called the Sweetheart Couples class. I have one that's called the Friendly Couples class. Some of you wouldn't qualify for that. You got to be friends with your mate to be in there. I've got one that is called the Together Forever class. Now here's what happens. About every 5 to 7 years, I'll start a new young couples class. We give them an age bracket at the bottom end of things, 18 to 25, and then 4 or 5 years into it, we start another class for the younger ones. And that little cross-section of married couples just grow old together in their class, but I've got four of them right now. I've got some classes that are for ladies only, adult ladies only. I have ladies who come to church and their husbands don't come with them. I have ladies that come to church and their husbands teach Sunday school, but they don't. I've got three or four classes. I've got some for very young ladies. I hate it, but in this day and age, there are many, many ladies that have children, that they're not married, they don't have husbands to help them. I've got a class for young ladies that's just for adult ladies above the age of 18, and they go all the way up to that class I called the Crown of Glory class, which was my senior citizen widow ladies in a class. I have a class that's just for men. It's called the men's class. You go into it, it's got border at the top of the classroom, big picture of bucks and outdoor scene with camo. You go in there and the men bring their refreshments, and it's almost always just meat. You know, you go over here and there's some eggs, and over here and there's some beef, and over here, I mean, they have their refreshments. And but the men's class, I have men that come to my church that their wives teach Sunday school. I've got men that are single that come to my church, and it's just called the men's class, and they love it. These men are sitting around, standing around, telling stories about fishing and hunting and all of that. I have an adult Sunday school class for my deaf people. I have an adult Sunday school class for my Spanish people. I have a couple of classes that are divided up into geographical areas where the adult teacher is trying to reach people from a certain area, and that gives him an area to visit. 24 different adult Sunday school classes. When people have similarities and you put those that are alike together, they will grow others with those similarities. I have a Spanish adult Sunday school class. But that's where we get all of these adult classes. Let me go on. Number six, having many adult Sunday school classes means many teachers helping me to reach adults. So I have many teachers helping me to reach adults because I have many adult classes. And that's kind of the whole attitude of what I'm teaching you this morning anyway. But let me say this. Many classes require many teachers. Many teachers means a strong workforce helping me to reach adults. I have 24 adult Sunday school classes. Remember, I do not recruit them to teach class. I recruit them to build class. So, what a blessing. What a blessing. I am not the only person in the church trying to reach adults for my church. I have 24 people, 52 weeks a year, trying to bring adults to my church. But wait a minute. At my church, I not only have a teacher for every class, I have an assistant teacher. That assistant teacher is there as a backup. Teacher's going to be sick. They teach. They're there to assist. Every assistant teacher is taught not to be a Sunday school teacher, but a Sunday school builder. So if I have 24 adult teachers and I have 24 adult assistant teachers, I have 48 people in my church reaching adults 52 weeks a year. Wow. That's incredible. Gives me time to go down to Five Guys, have a hamburger. Adult teachers pray for their class members. They pray. They're concerned about the church. They see their job. It's big. They visit. They want their class to grow. Now, let me tell you, pastors, leaders, let me tell you something. If this happens, you can't be stingy with your people then. You can't be stingy. Because it may be that you get a little group of adults together and they've got a teacher, and for Christmas they decided they want to give their teacher something for Christmas. They give the pastor from their class a Mickey Mouse watch, but their teacher got a grandfather clock. Now, you're going to have to be careful. Your life will be offended. But you know what? I don't mind the people in my church loving someone else in my church. I don't have to be at the top of your love list. I'd like to just be on the list somewhere. You pastors, I don't know any of you so intimately that this, I think, would offend you, but you have to have enough security about yourself that you would let somebody else have an adult class. It can get a little rough sometimes. You say, but is there a danger? Oh, yeah, there's a danger in it. But, boy, there's a danger you driving here from the hotel today. Danger in everything we do when the devil hates us. But you can't be stingy with the people. Oh, but my, look up. And so, just so y'all know, you say, well, I don't know. Well, Jesus trusted us with his people. He'd been betrayed more than all of us. Okay, next. Now I come to something that'll help you. Because we worry a little bit about, you know, you give some adult in your church a section of adults and they're building them and winning them and the people love their teacher. Well, let me tell you this. Let me tell you about the adult Sunday school teacher then. Adult Sunday school teachers have got to be loyal role models. They must be loyal role models. You say, Brother Owens, how often do you start an adult Sunday school class? I start classes on the basis of having adult teachers that qualify to teach them. Not just on the need. I wouldn't just say, well, I think I have a need. I'll just go pick somebody to teach class. No, I watch the teachers. And teachers must be loyal role models. See, if you give, if there's an adult teacher in a church and you give them a section of your adults, that they could either help your church tremendously or they could hurt your church tremendously. You see, they could hurt the church if this adult teacher decides, well, I'll have my own program. I'll do it my way. I won't do it the preacher's way. That's a wrong attitude. That is a wrong attitude. You know, they could get this attitude that they don't support the pastor's wishes. That's a wrong attitude. You see, now, I don't recruit an adult Sunday school teacher just to see what I can get out of them. I recruit an adult Sunday school teacher to see what I can put into them. They were told to go reach people. By me giving them a class, I can groom some people to do what a lot of people won't do. That's go out and reach people. They're fulfilling their responsibility as a Christian and as a teacher to go reach people. So it's not all about what I get out of them. It's what I put in them. But the byproduct of an adult teacher growing is a growing class. They grow by teaching the Bible. Do you know you learn more by teaching than being taught? See, when I recruit an adult Sunday school teacher, I'm giving them to go grow a chance to grow people. I'm giving them a chance to learn the Bible. I'm giving them a chance to teach the Bible. So they're growing. The byproduct is that they will grow people if they're growing. Now, let me tell you some things. There is that fear. You get an adult Sunday school teacher and they begin to misbehave. They could hurt that group of people. Pastor said to me, he said, Brother Owens, he said, I don't know what to do. He said, I recruited an adult Sunday school teacher, and that adult Sunday school teacher was faithful and loyal. Then I come to find out that adult Sunday school teacher had gotten a little contrary. That adult Sunday school teacher had started coming in, teaching their Sunday school class, and then they leave. They don't come to church. I said, that's dangerous. That's a very dangerous thing. You need to do what you can to pull that adult Sunday school teacher back in, because it is very dangerous when somebody would dare to come to Sunday school and turn around and not show up when the preacher's preaching. Sends a bad signal. That's just loyal. You be careful. Oh, there are issues. Sometimes somebody gets sick or something like that. That's understandable. But routinely, watch out. That's not what an adult Sunday school teacher is supposed to be. That's not what they're supposed to do. Hey, when you find an adult Sunday school teacher, that they'll have an activity for their class, but they won't come to anything else at the church. We got a problem. Because they'll entertain their class for their people and their class and their people and their members. Since when did that become all yours? I think a pastor trusted you and loved you and expected you would be pointing them toward the top, not toward you. Now, let me tell you a couple more things, and I've got just a few minutes and I'm going to talk fast, which I am totally capable of doing. Let me tell you this, number 8, adult classes grow slower than children's classes. And I'm telling you that to be an encouragement to you. That will help. If you get an adult teacher, you can help them to survive when they say, well, preacher, I've been at it now for 6 months and I've only got 8 people, 10 people. Oh, I'm a little discouraged. Well, believe me, there's a little more work at reaching adults than there is to reaching children. Now, adults are harder to reach, but once you get them in and they're mature, they're easier to keep. They don't have to be babied as much. Adult classes do not become overnight successes. Brother Hiles stood up one year at a pastor's school and he said, I've analyzed Brother Owens' adult Sunday school class. He said he grows at the rate of a half a person a week. A couple of you qualify because you're half-wits. Okay. He said, I grew at the rate of a half a person a week, which meant one every 2 weeks, which meant about 25 or so people a year. It's not easy. Number nine. Let adult classes have their own individual attendance building programs. I let my adult Sunday school classes have their own attendance program, and here's what I mean by that. We'll have a church-wide attendance push. I will say to every one of my 24 adult Sunday school classes, I want you to have an attendance push inside your class, a competition inside your class. I want you to get your class pumped up about your class. So I've got 24 Sunday school teachers not only participating in my church-wide program, but I let them do one right inside their own class. I let them come up with it. Matter of fact, I let them finance it and everything. Number next, you could have adult Sunday school classes compete against each other. It's got to be kept healthy and spiritual. But I'll take two Sunday school classes, or I'll take all 24. And I use a little system where I get them a base number, and then we use some percentages, and I let them compete among themselves in the growing of their classes. It's fun and it's exciting. Number next, adult classes need to be taught that their church is more important than their class. Now, I have a Wednesday night teachers meeting where I teach this constantly, but now the adult teachers that don't show up at that teachers meeting don't hear me say this. So they're the ones that are most apt to give me trouble, if they ever give me trouble. But I teach that the church is more important than their class. Loyalty to the church must be kept before the adult teacher. Loyalty to their pastor must be kept before the adult teachers. Let me tell y'all something. To me, I think the original sin, when Lucifer got cast out of heaven, a lot of people think it's pride. I believe it was disloyalty. I think that Lucifer turned in his heart, and pride was the result. Loyalty, disloyalty to me is a very nasty thing, a very filthy thing. If you're ever given the chance to have an adult Sunday school class, if you're an assistant pastor, if you're a member of your church, you be loyal. You be loyal. Never, never should their class become a priority over anything in the church. Their class is always to submit to the church program. They're never to go against it. My adult Sunday school teachers, before they have an activity, they're required to come and see me. And they do it willingly. But they come and see me and say, Preacher, we'd like to have an activity on thus and so night. And I may say, you know what, we're having a church-wide thing that night. That wouldn't be a good night for y'all to separate yourself and go do something. You need to participate with the rest of us at that time. Number next, successful adult classes will help your church financially. And I'm getting real close to being done here, so ladies, you can put your shoes on. Successful adult Sunday school classes will help your church financially. Now, let me explain. This is not your purpose in reaching adults, but it is a byproduct of reaching adults. Growing adults will eventually tithe. And if you're here today and you say, oh, I don't know, I'm kind of new to all this, growing adults eventually learn to give their money to the Lord. Now, we don't go out and reach people to get their money. We go out and reach people because we love them. But as we love them and they learn to love the Lord, then they will end up being financially supportive of the church. Dr. John R. Rice said this. He said, you can tell when you have a man's heart in your church, you'll have his wallet. You can tell when you have a lady's heart in your church, you'll have her clothing. You think through that statement. Successful adult classes help the church financially. All right? Finally, I would say that any of us that do have adult Sunday school classes, it would be very, very wise that if they need a revival, that you figure out a way to revive your existing classes. Stop just teaching Sunday school and become a builder. Get yourself more organized. You ought to make, at an adult level, you ought to make your adult Sunday school class as exciting as what you want the children's classes to be for the children, but at the adult level. You say, well, all we do is teach, and it's mundane. Maybe you need to do something about your teaching. D.L. Moody, his policy was when he was building all of his Sunday schools, and I wouldn't do this. My Sunday school classes are all graded, and if you're in fourth grade, you go to the fourth grade class. D.L. Moody said, I didn't require anyone to go to any specific Sunday school class. I let them to go whichever class they wanted to go to. He said, I always knew which were the teachers that were exciting, which were the teachers that had the power of God on their life, because they drew people. What would happen if we didn't require people to attend your class? Would you have anybody? What if we said, free for all, go wherever you want here in the church? Would you say, oh, showed up, nobody came to my class. What's wrong with them? No, what's wrong with you? Hey, one thing I would do if you want to excite an existing class, start going after all the people that come to church only and not Sunday school. Figure out who they are and go after them. Have an in-class campaign. If you've got an existing adult Sunday school class, do a little campaign within your class to help it grow. I just noticed this. It's really simple. If you take a good long look at Jesus, and when you go to a conference and they might give you some of their paperwork, and here's what our Sunday school attendance gathering, you know, form looks like, and here's the form for checking the buses and the maintenance on the buses, and here's the form that we log all of our finances on, and you get all these forms and everything. Had you asked Jesus for his form on attendance for his gatherings? Just said number of men. There's the only thing on his form. Check it. He's our great example. Remember, I am not ignoring the children, the teenagers, the poor. I want to reach more of them. But I've got to have a workforce to get it done. I love the poor. Matter of fact, that's my ultimate goal. If I get a workforce, I can reach the masses. Jesus gathered a workforce around him and said, okay, fellas, take you 12 men. You say, wonder if one doesn't turn out well. It didn't all turn out well for Jesus either. One of them was a Judas, but he said to the other 11, now hit it. Go reach the world. But what did he draw to him? Adults to help him get the job done.